We're doing that, says Rav Chanan Wasserman. We're up to page Chaf Gimel. Rav Chanan Wasserman had explained that every mitzvah has two components. When we do a mitzvah or an avera, when we do the commandment of Hashem or the transgression, so then there are two components. There's the element of adhering to what Hashem told us to do, and then there's the actual impact of the act. Two different components. And so, ulehefech, we're continuing on paragraph Vav on page Chaf Gimel, bechishev la'asot mitzvah ve'lo asa mipnei she'ne'nas. So let's say a person intended to do a mitzvah and he was not able to for circumstances beyond his control, what's called in halacha an ones. It was beyond his control. So then, d'ma'aleh alav ha'katuv kilu asa'a. We have a rule that in heaven it's considered as though he did the mitzvah simply because he intended to, he tried to, and he couldn't. So it's considered as though he did. What does that mean, says Rav Chanan Wasserman? It means it's as though he fulfilled the will of his Creator. So if we look at every mitzvah as having two components, so then I wanted to do what Hashem told me to do, and on the level of adhering to Hashem's will, I did. But what about the accomplishment of a mitzvah? I remember in the snowstorm when I was a kid, I was 14, 15 years old, and they asked me to go to an old man and help him put on tefillin. He needed someone to help him put on tefillin every day. And the weather was so treacherous that no one could make it. And I tried, and I saw the sun approaching sundown as I was making the trek over to his house. Now, what would happen if I did not make it? So then I tried. I did my best. But what about the tefillin? Did he don tefillin that day? Did we accomplish what was supposed to be accomplished on that day? So you can't say that it was accomplished. That old man would have been stuck in bed in sorrow, upset that he cannot put on his tefillin on that day. So this idea that when we intend to do a mitzvah, then Hashem considers it as though you did it, well, that's in the realm of doing the will of Hashem, but there are practical outcomes to having done a mitzvah. There's a poor man who's dying of hunger. You meant to bring him bread. You tried to get bread to him. If you did not succeed, so on your level, you did the will of Hashem, but on his level, he died. You cannot ignore the fact that there are actual outcomes of doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah accomplishes something in the world. So, that's great. I hope you did much more than one. I hope you did more than one. So thank God I made it to that old man before sundown. But the accomplishment that a mitzvah accomplishes, that your intentions and your thoughts, they don't accomplish that. So when we speak about a mitzvah, we say there's eino mitzuve veose. There are two types of mitzvot. There's a mitzvah that's mitzuve veose. I'm obligated, so I do it. And then there's a no mitzuve, I'm not obligated, but I do it nonetheless. So where do we have an example of that? Women. Do women have to do to shake lulav? Do women have to hear the reading of Zachol in this Shabbos? So no, they do not. They're not obligated. Yet women will go all out to hear the reading of Zachol. They are a no mitzuve, they're not obligated, voseh. And yet they perform the mitzvah. Now, if we divide every mitzvah to two components, are they doing the will of Hashem? Hashem didn't tell them to do it. They're only accomplishing whatever the mitzvah accomplishes, but they're not accomplishing on the other front because they were never told to do it. I didn't ask for it. It's not a mitzvah. Imagine had Abraham circumcised at age 15, but Hashem didn't give him the mitzvah. What did he do? So you could say that's why Abraham doesn't do it until Hashem tells him to do it, because there's no point. Imagine a person
being uncircumcised. That is a result.
Okay. So that's actually a complicated example, circumcision, because the circumcision involves a covenant. And imagine you come to the wedding a day early. You know, I killed myself to go to a wedding hall of one of our alumni, and I showed up a week early. So I'm coming to the hall, and there's no one there. I'm looking, and I really went all out to get there. It wasn't so close. I had made a mistake in my calendar. I'd written it a week early. So imagine the groom shows up to the wedding and he's the only one there. Showed up a week early. Shucks, made a mistake. Okay, can happen. There's no wedding, right? With all the good intentions. So if Abraham is coming, the circumcision is a covenant. You're coming to the covenant and you're the only one there. Who are you making a covenant with? If there's no commandment, so the idea of a circumcision is not just a mitzvah. It's a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's why the circumcision is a complicated example. But coming back to here. Shetehei mashavtom tzarefet lemaaseh. Let's say a person blew shofar and his intention was to play music. He wanted to hear the sound of a shofar. He wasn't intending to do a mitzvah. So then, afilu leman damar ein mitzvot tzichot kavana. Even if we say that mitzvos don't require intention, you do a mitzvah, you don't have to think I'm doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. Nonetheless, en biyado klum, he's accomplished nothing. Datol maaseh mitzvah v'day lo naaseh v'gam kiyum tzivu Hashem itbarach en kan shari kavanato hayta lashir v'lo lemitzvah. Because in order for a mitzvah to accomplish something, you have to intend to do the mitzvah. And you, if you're not intending to do the mitzvah, you didn't do the will of Hashem either. So where would we have an example of that? Let's say a person buys a kosher shaver. Okay, what's a kosher shaver? The Torah prohibits us from shaving with a razor. So some shavers will work like a razor and others won't. So if a person thinks to himself, I'm doing this to fulfill the mitzvah of shaving correctly, the Torah prohibited me from shaving with a razor, and I'm shaving with what's permissible. He's doing a mitzvah. Every time he's shaving, he's doing it right. He's ensuring to do the will of Hashem. But if a person doesn't even know such a mitzvah exists, he's just shaving. So can you say he did a mitzvah? He had no intention. He had no thought about the mitzvah. What did he do? So it says that Jeremiah had his relatives from the city of Anatot. Remember, that's where Rav Yochanan Wasserman began. And the people of Anatot tried to poison him to death, his own family. They couldn't stand the fact that he was standing up for Hashem's word, and he kept arguing with them. Hashem commanded us to lead a different lifestyle. They weren't interested, so they tried to poison him. And Jeremiah, when he speaks about them, one of the things he says is, he says, Hashem, please ensure that the people of Anatot, those priests, those Kohanim, even when they give charity, they'll give it to a dishonest person, to a charlatan, someone who's not even a poor person. So Rav Yochanan Wasserman asked, but what's it their fault? If you give charity and you intend to do the mitzvah, is it your fault if the other guy's a liar? Is it did you not accomplish a mitzvah? You meant to do a mitzvah. We say if you try to do a mitzvah and you did not succeed, so then we say Hashem considers it as though you did do the mitzvah. So what was Jeremiah trying to accomplish in saying, Hashem, punish them and don't even let them do the mitzvah of tzedakah right? So he explains like this. There are two ways of giving tzedakah. There's the guy who gives charity and his intention is to help the other person. He has a mitzvah, he wants to do it, he wants to help the other person. Then there's a guy who gives charity. I don't know if you guys ever saw this. He makes a whole big show of it. He wants everyone to see. He pulls out his checkbook, opens it up, takes out his pen, he asks the guy how much do you need. And he's doing it just for show. Has nothing to do with the poor man. It's all about everyone else seeing how generous he is. He puts an ad in the newspaper. He does everything to ensure that, to get the most possible publicity out of it. So then he says, the people of Anatot, undoubtedly, when they did charity, their intention wasn't for the sake of the mitzvah. So then, on the realm of doing the will of Hashem, they didn't care about the will of Hashem. So they weren't doing that element of the mitzvah. What about the realm of accomplishing something? Because you did give charity, at the end of the day, the mitzvah should have accomplished something. So then, if they would have given it to honest people, so then at least they would have accomplished something with the mitzvah. Rashi explains, if you drop a coin and a poor person picks it up, so then a person gets blessing for that. So that's if you accomplished and you're happy to have accomplished because you gave it, you did accomplish with your mitzvah. So then that's the accomplishment according to Rav Wasserman's thought. So he says, if every mitzvah has two components, so if my intention isn't the will of Hashem, my intention is to honor myself, and the accomplishment, the poor person is just a dishonest poor person, that's what Jeremiah was saying about the people of Anatot. So that's step two in this process that Rav Yochanan Wasserman is developing. Should we go 10 more minutes and finish the essay or stop here? Stop here? Okay, we'll stop here and we'll finish the essay down the road. Okay.